Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
You know you gotta, you know your life. No need to comment, we know wrong from right. We get infected with jealous energies. Just accept and redirect this melody. And we get distracted, someone's always trying to call. Sometimes I wanna let myself fly out the door. No, it's okay for now. Sometimes I just gotta get away and be alone. All alone, alone. Somewhere by myself. I need to get some, but my body won't win. I'm too headstrong, mind over matter. Sleep is just time I could manage. Split up into making beats, rhymes and a sandwich. I cram it, get what I need to proceed through my day with the help of trees. They help me lean, give me an all-round natural glow. Now check the beard's bright, healthy sheen. Wherever I'm smashed or baked rapping, ass glued to the couch, food fuel line, I'm pumped to the mouth. Gaming seems cool, but I just stare with a pout, wondering fuck life's all about. Why do we even bother keeping up with everything when eventually everything just becomes a bother? Just another right here dunked in a polished, always trying to keep away from all of it, but I keep falling in.
You are tuned in to 95BFM. This is Fancy New Band for 2019, the first one. And very happy to have Therapy in the studio with us. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Very well after you performed that track. That was really, really great.
Awesome.
Thank you. If you would just introduce yourself and give us a brief history of your project as Therapy.
So my real name is Sam King. I used the name Therapy a long time ago as a hip-hop producer, but decided to start reusing it, mainly from the beginning of this album and onwards. I started out in hip-hop music as a producer for a long time, and on my musical journey, I eventually started rapping and singing in my own time, in my own studio, building up confidence in that, and this is where I'm at now.
Awesome.
Singing, rapping.
Yeah, I'm interested to learn more about your musical history and what else you've been involved in previously. Sure. So you said that you've been producing under this name for quite a while, but more recently, just been doing stuff yourself. I guess, when did your love for music kind of begin? And that can be under the hip-hop genre or previously.
My love for music began probably when I heard Prince music, I think, when I was about 8 years old. I've been a fanatical Prince fan ever since. My dad was a musician, so I grew up with a lot of old school kind of Motown, Stax sort of music my whole childhood. So I've got a real leaning towards soulful R&B kind of music, and obviously hip hop. Big Wu-Tang fan since way back. That's my main influence there, Wu-Tang and Prince. Somehow mashed together.
Nice. And so you're obviously Prince is very kind of similar aspects, but very different to hip hop in general. So I guess you found it kind of hip hop later on in your musical journeys.
Yeah. I mean, the early 90s, that first Wu-Tang album came out. I was like, 13 at the time or something. And it was massive. Well, I'm from London originally, and there's a big hip-hop scene there, obviously. It wasn't as much as a London hip-hop scene, but they loved American hip-hop, And Wu-Tang was, like, everywhere when I was a kid.
Awesome.
So,
cool. What do you feel, I'm interested to know, what do you feel has been your biggest achievement throughout your musical journey? Because I've read some very interesting things on your Facebook, so I'm interested to hear a little bit more on your perspective.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like I said, I produced for a long time, not under the name Therapy. I was known as Official for a long time as a producer, especially in the hip-hop scene. And I used to send my beats to various people, including Awa from Nijan Mystic, and all the big rappers, Scribe and PNC and... Tyna Keelan and JB, the War Villain, Louis Nux. I produced for all those guys at different times. One time, Dane Rumble was working with Auer to write a song for his new album, as it was at the time. And Auer had one of my tracks, just a pretty simple dance sort of track, instrumental track, which became Cruel, which was what I won an award for, because it was the most performed work in New Zealand in 2010.
Which I think, coming from maybe kind of humble beginnings to that kind of happening, it must have been a pretty crazy experience for you.
It was. It was different. I hadn't produced for a singer like that before. Not that anyone really knew him as a singer at the time, but... it was different because I was only really dabbling with writing original melodies for a year or two prior to that. I was always a sample producer prominently in hip hop. So I was surprised because, to be quite honest, I made that track in about 20 minutes. It was one of those ones where I was rushing to go out and I thought, I'll have a quick jam. And sometimes that's the best way, and... it was a very good chord progression. Not that I really knew what I was doing.
Mm. So how has that impacted you, after the fact, in terms of your musical journey and just writing songs in general? Has that had quite a big impact?
Yeah, it did. It made me, think, well, maybe I've got a knack to this, and I've won a writer's award, yet I don't know how to read or write theory. I just do it all by ear. So it made me go and study music, doing the contemporary music diploma at Unitec, which I did that for a couple of years, and worked on my performance on that course, worked on my theory, which was a bit of a struggle, but I got there in the end. It mainly brought out my performance side, because I would go to do these live performance classes and didn't really know how to incorporate my beat making into it. I didn't really play an instrument. I play keys, but hadn't played live an awful lot. So my voice was my main tool, and everyone seemed to think I was really good at singing and rapping, so... It gave me the confidence to start really writing my own songs.
Yeah.
And focusing on that prominently and not really producing for people anymore.
Well, I'm interested to learn more about your writing process, I guess, both musically and lyrically as well. Obviously, with this Therapy album you've put out on Bandcamp in November last year, you were singing all over that. But I'm interested to know if you've had any more, like, any featured artists or singers on any of your Therapy work more recently, or...
Not on that album. That's all me. I'm in a duo called Baked Beings, and we have a couple of albums out, which you can find on YouTube, Spotify. Oh, actually, no, it's not on Spotify. You can find it on SoundCloud. Just type in Baked Beings, B-I-B-E-I-N-G-S, that has a few features, a few rap features.
Cool.
A guy I used to work with for a long time, but that's very hip-hop style, that whole project.
So in terms of Therapy, how do you go about writing your songs? What comes first?
Well, to be honest, that album is a collection of songs from a pretty rough period for me, where I was going through a breakup, and the reason I name myself Therapy is because music to me is therapy.
Mm.
The process of making it, more so than listening to it, is something that takes me out of my thoughts and helps me just sort of relax.
Awesome, yeah.
A lot of those songs were sort of during hard times, but really helpful. And then it takes me a few years with that kind of, those kind of songs to really learn to appreciate the musicality of them, because I was still so emotionally tied to them.
Mm. And so, I'm interested to know if you've performed any of these Therapy tracks live, because obviously coming from that point of vulnerability and sharing your music with quite an open and potentially new audience is quite a potentially scary thing. So, I mean, have you performed any tracks live?
No, this is the first.
Wow.
I don't know. I think I might. I mean, sometimes I can well up if I'm singing along to a pretty personal song, but the same goes for singing along to an Al Green song that just touches me in a certain way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think, with performing live, rehearsing is obviously important, and hopefully you shake off all those sort of little emotional things. But it's something I need to look into, I think.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you've been writing and producing music for years now. I mean, I'm interested to learn what have been your inspirations throughout the years, if locally or, internationally
right.
as well.
Yeah, well... When I first came here, which was in just before 1999, just before the millennium, after a few years of being here, I met a guy involved in hip-hop here, just by chance, through a few friends that liked Wu-Tang, and a guy called Unique at the time. He was on Dirty Records with P-Money just before Scribe went boom.
Mm.
And I hung out with him, and he showed me the ropes on an MPC. He recorded me rapping. He thought I was pretty good. I recorded most of his album from there on at the time. And I worked with him for quite a few years, and he was very helpful and quite knowledgeable, especially with, electronic production gear.
Cool.
So he showed me the ropes, and he's always been an inspiration. He's always been my biggest fan as well. So
awesome.
He's a good mate.
That's awesome. You've got a couple releases on Bandcamp from around 2014 under this name, but you've also released, I guess it's a shorter album in November of last year, which you performed the track Sleep, which was the first track off of that.
Yeah.
What are your plans for this year? Have you got any more kind of writing adventures?
Yeah, I mean, creatively, at the moment, I am kind of remixing this album myself, because it's nothing I've ever really tried to do. I like to sway between hip-hop and singer-songwriting stuff. I like to bounce between the two, because it keeps me enthused and keeps me interested. So I am remixing quite a few of the tracks at the moment, in a sort of mixtape sample hip-hop style.
Cool, nice.
Which is just something that I'm naturally inclined to do, and it's fun doing it to my own music, saying, oh, I like this bit more than that bit, so I'm going to loop that.
Awesome.
I never had really had the opportunity to try and do that before, because I've never been able to sort of sit back from it and appreciate it like that.
Well, coming up now, we've got your another track off of that album release called Want You. Thanks again for coming up and having a chat with us.
No worries.
Where can people find you online if they want to have a listen?
You can look up Therapy on Spotify, on Bandcamp, just on Bandcamp as Therapy Music. Facebook as Therapy Jam, and Spotify Therapy. The album's called Pause. I'm also on SoundCloud. You can check out my Baked Being stuff there, and quite a lot of just singular individual songs from over the years. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks again for coming up. We're going to have you perform your track, Want You. We have Therapy live for Fancy New Band and Studio. We're going to set up, but stay tuned. We've got this track, Want You, coming up right now.
You are listening to Fancy New Band.
You erased me. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this in the first place.
I'm sorry.
You.
You know me. I'm impulsive. What if you take me somewhere else? Somewhere where I don't belong.
I'm not your father, I'm not pretend. I is something that you'll never comprehend. But that's okay now, yeah, that's alright. Why would you live your life like it's a fucking lie? I'm all for train wrecks, trauma can evolve. When you're at the bottom, all you can do is grow. A wreck for brain, sex, emotional control. Navigate the vessel when he's left for flow. So stuck on what we want. I don't know what we fucking need. But I want you. I said I want you. Is that what you need? Step on my self-esteem. I'm gonna hate you for eternity. I don't want to. I don't need to, just let it be. You can let it go and live the high life. You can float above your mind. Abandon thought and then you fly right. Then it's like, it's always a good time. Chaotic suffering holiday. But it's okay, these are just grown pains. I know, I hope you feel better. I hope you feel better. So stuck on what we want. I don't know what we fucking need. But I want you. I said I want you. Is that what you need? Step on my self-esteem. I'm gonna hate you for eternity. Want to, and I don't need to, just let it be.
That was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.